As you heard on RN Drive last night, the Minister for Indigenous Australians is pushing ahead with a legislated voice to Parliament, that is, a voice that represents Indigenous Australians. Ken Wyatt acknowledges that moving away from a voice enshrined in the Constitution has broken hearts, and many Indigenous people are yet to be convinced. He says he'll take a series of propositions to the Prime Minister on a voice, constitutional recognition and truth-telling in the next few weeks. Noongar man David Collard was a member of the Uluru Leadership Group that developed the original proposal, and he joins us on RN Drive. David, welcome.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
When Ken Wyatt first revealed he wouldn't seek to enshrine the voice in the Constitution, many Indigenous leaders said they wouldn't support a body that was only legislated. What's your view now, given he's going to push ahead?
Our view is that Ken has not engaged us through the process, and we continue to wait for his call. We have been in a position before where we've been asking for him to come and talk to us. A letter's been written to him in regards to what our position should be and also what direction he should be taking. So it's all part of what we call the trying to get good faith engagement.
Ken Wyatt has said the voice could be legislated and then there would be a referendum on recognition later. Is that a workable compromise?
No, not with the Uluru group where we're coming from. The leadership group made it quite clear that going back to where we were prior to John Howard coming in and wiping out a legislative process before, structure before, doesn't really change things up for making huge changes across Australia. So that's what we're talking about here. And so if we're going back to where we were previously, then it doesn't allow us as First Nation people of this country to move forward at all.
Ken Wyatt says in a lot of communities that he's visited, people are more focused on local representation. Do you think it's hard for some communities to see how a national body could address their needs?
Yes, and I think the process that we used right across Australia through the regional dialogue group process was found that not only was it effective to have regional groups all come together and discuss the issues collectively, but it also made people accountable at local level right to the regional level. And the next part of the equation was then from that regional dialogues came to the Uluru Summit, which identified a process going forward, which was also culminated in the development of the Uluru Statement. So all these things taken into account, the Uluru leadership group have put forward a way that we think could help with the co-designing process, but also could help with the engagement of not just the First Nations people, but also other parts of our community that want to be included in the co-designing process.
So if the government tries to construct recognition in a referendum before the next election, is that something you wouldn't support?
Recognition was one of the first things that we actually, through the regional dialogue, and this is going way back to February 2017, so recognition was one of the processes that we actually talked about at the beginning of each of those dialogues, because recognition at that stage was what constitutional reforms were being addressed or being put to us was including First Nations people within the preamble of our Australian Constitution. That is not what we call recognition, and therefore we wanted to actually try and change it up a little bit with our constitutional reforms to become better solutions for First Nations people in Australia, but also for the general community in Australia.
So would you campaign against a referendum that doesn't have a voice?
Well, if Ken is smart, he would go and talk to the First Nations people. He hasn't done that. The process that we've seen so far, before Ken can even put a referendum to actually include the voice of the Aboriginal people or First Nations people, Ken hasn't done that yet and hasn't talked to us. So it just seems polite and good business of government to actually consult the people that he's supposed to be, one, a minister of, but two, also saying that he's representing us and talk to us when he hasn't.
David, thank you so much for joining us.
That's okay. Thank you, Patricia.
Noongar man David Collard there. He was a member of the Uluru Leadership Group that developed the original proposal. And this is RN Drive.